if you had a cow that was going to have a, you know, was going to have a calf, you might say Daisy is going to.
To fresh. That's what a lot of people say. Yeah, they say.
Is that the process of giving birth?
That's what they call. And you know where that came from?
No.
Most especially if it's a milk cow, because you have to be a cow up to a certain long before a time before the calf is to be born. You let her go dry, they call it, and then when the calf is born, then she's fresh and then she'll give more milk. And they do that so that that you can't. It's better for the cow.
Well, what do you call the actual process of giving birth by a cow? I mean, the actual giving birth.
Oh, they say that's calving. That's what they say in livestock here.
Okay.
And they did that in milk cow, too, but most of them say fresh. So she'll fresh at a certain time, which means that she'll calve at a certain time.
Oh, darn. You're adding to the record. What do you call a male horse?
Oh, well, it's a horse unless he's been neutered. If he hadn't, if he had, he's a stallion.
If he hasn't been neutered.
Right.
Right, if he...
Stallion. Oh. Otherwise, he's a horse.
Are there any other words you know of that used to be used in the presence of women other than stallion?
No, not that I know of.
You might, you know, from these questions, you tell there probably aren't.
Yeah,
places.
There probably is, but not that I know of.
Riding animals are called what?
Riding horse.
Okay. A female is called a what now?
Male.
Uh-huh. But male or female, it's still a what?
It's a horse.
Okay. If you didn't know how to ride, you might say, I have never blanked a horse.
I've never ridden one.
Okay. And then if you're talking the same thing again, you'd say, but everyone around here likes to blank horses.
Likes to ride horses.
Last year, he blanked his horse every morning.
He worked his horse, so he rode his horse.
If you couldn't stay on the horse, you might say, I blanked the horse. I fell blank the horse.
Fell off the horse. Okay. After he bucked it.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and he found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I must have, what?
Gone to sleep on the floor.
No, well, if he had been in bed and he awoke.
Oh, I must have fallen out on the floor.
Okay. The things you used to put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road, what do you call them?
Shoes.
What's the game you play with those things?
Horses? Polo?
No, with the things you put on a horse's
feet. Oh, horseshoe pitching.
Okay.
I love to do it. I'm a good horseshoe pitcher.
What do you call the parts of a horse's feet that you put the shoes on?
Hoofs.
Okay. And...